7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Defense attorneys in the King Soopers shooting have asked a judge for an order to prohibit prosecutors and law enforcement from talking about it. CPR's Allison Sherry reports prosecutors are pushing back.
District attorneys are required by statute to communicate with the public and the media about certain incidents. And this week, Boulder DA Michael Dougherty argued that should be okay, as long as lawyers and police don't violate normal rules of conduct. Public defenders for the alleged gunman say the jury pool is becoming tainted, and they want the judge to clamp down on all communication ahead of a potential trial. 10 people were shot and killed at the South Boulder grocery store last month. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Another one of the victims of the shooting in Boulder will be remembered this morning. The family of Ricky Olds will celebrate her life at Boulder Valley Christian Church in a service at 11 a.m. Olds was 25 years old and a manager at the Table Mesa King Soopers. The service will be available to stream at the church's website. Denver's Coors Field will likely see a packed house and not much social distancing when Major League Baseball brings its All-Star game to the city this summer. CPR's Vic Fella reports.
Okay, so the game is more than 3 months away, sure. Still, the thought of tens of thousands of fans sitting shoulder to shoulder is a little mind-blowing right now, given the pandemic. But Governor Polis is confident that most Coloradans will be fully vaccinated from COVID-19 by June.
And I think everybody expects a fully packed sellout stadium in July, and that's going to be good for Major League Baseball, good for Colorado, and an exciting experience for fans.
Polis says he's also excited about the economic boost the All-Star events could bring to Colorado, to the tune of $190 million in potential tourism revenue for an ailing economy. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs in the 60s today, then temperatures getting warmer tomorrow, staying mostly sunny and breezy along the Front Range. This is CPR News.